When it comes to understanding the world around us, science and the scientific method have proven to be the best tools that humans have at our disposal, period. As nothing else is nearly as accurate or as consistent, and the way that science like takes new evidence on board and then discards evidence that's been proven wrong and ideally changes its position over time is a beautiful thing. It's what it's allowing me to talk to you right now through the internet, right? But there are times when that evidence-based science isn't as capable of discerning reality as simple reason or logic is. And I know that might seem counterintuitive, but by the end of this short video, I think you'll have to admit that there are instances when that is the case. So sit down for a second and bear with me. Hi, I'm Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. For my case today, I'll use Darren Cuyu's underground city as an example. Now, for those who aren't aware, it's a massive human-sized ant farm, basically, dug into the soft bedrock by unknown hands. Darren Cuyu is a series of tunnels. It's capable of housing over 20,000 people, with rooms dedicated to livestock, winemaking, meal preparing, and of course, sleeping areas. It was actually set up for human habitation, even comfortable living. Large rolling stone discs served as doors in places, leading many to assume the site was a defensive structure. A place to hide from enemy soldiers is the mainstream consensus, and there's really no argument about this from academics. The man-made caves are obviously excellent defensive fortifications. The disagreements come when you talk about the dating of the site, and that's where you're going to find that, like, normal evidence-based archaeology really doesn't answer the question as well as just a little bit of logic and speculation. Being that the caves are directly carved into the bedrock, the dating of the site is extremely difficult to pin down. Since dating methods generally rely on carbon-14 or examination of artifacts, the empty caverns really have little to tell us directly regarding the date that it was originally carved. Now, a few artifacts have been found at the site, and there are some carvings on the walls, and these all indicate a Byzantinian Christian occupation of the site somewhere around the 7th and 11th centuries AD. There are other hypotheses about the original construction, but these go on nothing as far as evidence goes, just ideas based on knowledge of the history of the region. For instance, one of the prevailing ideas of the origins of the caves pushes the dating back much further to the 8th and 7th centuries BC. The time difference between these two hypotheses is between 1400 and 1900 years. That's a hell of a spread, right? But they're both considered to be viable alternatives because of the lack of evidence in the caves itself. I mean, we'll examine it a little bit more and you'll see that, like, real evidence, it's all threadbare here in Darren Cuyu. Compared to other sites on the planet, it offers numerous problems. For example, the top caves would have been the first one carved, obviously. And the walls here are devoid of ancient writings. They just have deep tool marks in them. Now, as the site is ancient and made of bedrock and the top floor is the most accessible, common sense tells us there's almost no way the evidence of the oldest construction period will be found at the site. The first time the site was repurposed, that stuff would have been removed if there was any left to begin with. I mean, keep in mind that these are tunnels. Leaving trash laying around isn't really something we should expect to see either. Not only would the original inhabitants presumably have kept it clean as sort of keep out vermin, but later generations who took over the site would almost certainly clear the refuse from previous occupants. Since the walls, ceilings, and floors are all made of bedrock, it's really easy to clean this place down to the floor. And that makes finding artifacts really, really hard to do. And historians are well aware of this, which is why they accept ideas that are not really based on physical evidence. Now, this hole in our knowledge allows varying alternative hypotheses to exist. Most famously, or at least most recently anyway, would be Graham Hancock on his Netflix special Ancient Apocalypse, talking about Darren Cuyu being constructed to preserve humanity against a future comet strike, like the Younger Dryas happens and humanity freaks out, carves tunnels to escape from it. That's his idea. And that might seem really outlandish to most people because it would push the dating back like 10,000 years or close to it. But I think it is important to note that while many people can weigh in and say the evidence doesn't support that whatsoever, you really cannot debunk that argument. This is one place where the hole in our knowledge is just way too big. So you can argue about it all you want, but this place, the dating of it really is up for grabs as far as evidence goes. Even academia knows this. Making a statement about a site in archaeology without actual solid physical evidence isn't something we see happening all the time, but it is something we see happening there in Cuyu. They're just using historical evidence to inform their position for a lot of these people, and it makes sense as to why. And now, as I mentioned earlier, you can't really debunk a guy like Hancock, but at the same time, this doesn't just give you an open door to go saying that Darren Cuyu was made by anyone at any time and to be treated the same as people that dig up data and look at it. There is a difference between hard evidence and between no evidence. But the historical part of it, we are seeing a place where you don't really have solid evidence. You have to flesh it out through context, right? And now, just to be really clear here, in my personal opinion, the statement that would be the most accurate about Derin Kuyu would be that the oldest artifacts that we have would be the 7th to 11th century AD, but historical context implies that the site may be much, much older.